How many people, this is your first time here? For Jeanette McCurdy.
When I sat down at WBUR City Space recently with 30-year-old former child star Jeanette McCurdy, whose mom died of cancer and whose wildly popular best-selling memoir is I'm Glad My Mom Died, I wanted to give her an opportunity to soften that title.
It can be true because she's out of her misery, but it can also be ironic. You know, you're trying to tell yourself that.
You know, I would say I mean it very quite literally. You know, I mean it quite literally. I am glad that she died.
Harsh? Well, not to the fans who adored Jeanette as Sam in the TV show iCarly and love her more now as they're learning from her memoir about her terrifying backstory, pushed by a monstrous stage mom into acting in Southern California and into dangerous bulimia. She and her brothers slept on mats in the living room because mom was also such a hoarder that their bedrooms were stuffed with useless things she bought with money they didn't have. At 35, her mom survived her first bout with cancer when Jeanette was just 2.
You write what the house felt like from then on. Can you recall that?
Yeah, I write that it felt like it held breath.
Waiting for the cancer to return, which mom threatened it would and which it did after 18 years. Waiting for mom's next eruption of rage over money, Jeanette's competitors for roles. Waiting to eat, which Jeanette didn't do for years because it would take her out of the coveted small child roles her mom wanted for her. Because Jeanette says her purpose in life was to have the life her mom didn't.
Right. She turned to me when I was 6 and said that she wanted me to be an actress because her parents would never let her be one, so she wanted me to be one.
You want to make your mom happy, and so...
Exactly.
Off you go. And she could be charming.
Yeah.
For instance, when selling you at auditions, acting out how she thought you should be. It's kind of a cliche.
Sure. She told me to do like big hands for like a Cello Jigglers audition. Or there was like a laugh that I was supposed to do at an early audition. And she was like, do a nose wrinkle and go hee. And I did that and it sounded terrible because it's not how I sound.
Your dad works 2 jobs, Home Depot, Hollywood Video. But she just mocks and disparages him, comes at him with a knife. What did you see your job as?
Regulating her emotions. I felt like, oh, nobody else in my family can read mom the same way. I can see when she's about to blow. I can see when she kind of squints a certain way at dad. And that means 2 hours from now, something's going to hit the fan. She's going to chase him with a knife. And so I felt like it was my job to keep her emotionally regulated.
Well, she loved her.
Yeah.
You know, she homeschools you, further sealing this bubble. How did you feel as you got deeper into child acting?
I hated it. I felt uncomfortable. Like, I would pee, like, 15 times before I'd go in for an audition. And then, you know, I would see some other kids who just seemed like born performers. They'd, like, all but tap dance in and be like, hello, to the casting director. And I'm like, okay, that's totally not me. I'd, you know, be like, my lips would be shaking. I'd be like, I'm Jeanette McCurdy. I'm 9 years old. Like, I was not a natural fit.
There's one day when you just don't want to be Emily, I think it was, in a part that you had. And your mother loses it, and she's driving the car.
The funny thing about being a child is you don't realize that the environment that you're in is abusive or dysfunctional. So you just think like, oh, it's my job to get mom off the freeway safe.
I'll do the part.
Right.
I'll be the actress. And then you start growing up. You start to feel your body change. You ask her how to stop the boobies. She shares a secret with you.
Yes, she said, yeah, there is this thing. It's called calorie restriction. And that was, yeah, it was the literal day that she taught me calorie restriction. It's like crystal clear in my mind. This thing that we did together, that we were like partners in crime. It felt like a thing that she was doing for my benefit. I just suppressed all of the doubts about what her motivations were because I felt like I needed to, you know, preserve the idea of her helping me and being my best friend.
Right. And what were some of the things you did?
She would measure my thighs with measuring tape. I would weigh myself 5 times a day.
What do you think it was? Do you think your mom was sick? What do you think it was?
It's some combination of narcissistic personality disorder, borderline personality disorder, and bipolar disorder. Every other day when she would get in one of those really intense fights, my dad or my grandfather would say, Deb, you need help. She would say, I don't need help. You need help.
And I'm going to stab you with a kitchen knife.
Right. Both at once.
Yeah. You get the part for iCarly. You're thinking what?
Mom's going to be happy. Mom's dream finally came true.
Fame, but not that wasn't a good part for you.
Right. like, frankly, I think it's not appropriate for children. I think until somebody is psychologically developed, they should not be allowed to go anywhere near Hollywood. Everybody around you is saying, oh, I'm your best friend. Oh, I'm your manager. Oh, I'm, it's like you're all making money off of a child.
Well, and what a dysfunctional set. You write about the person you call the creator.
Yes.
Dan Schneider.
The creator.
The creator. of iCarly. There was an investigation, and it found that he had been abusive, verbally abusive.
I was in a lot of sort of toxic and chaotic, dysfunctional environments that I didn't recognize as such because I'd been used to that at home.
Well, wildly dysfunctional. That's how your relationship with your mom is getting, because you start dating a much older guy. I think he's 32, you're 18. And you don't even know what you're doing. Things come out of body parts. You don't even know, right? That's abuse.
I didn't know what was.
You're feeling a natural teenage desire to pull away from your mom, and her cancer comes back.
Yeah.
You get your own apartment, but she moves in, clinging to you all night. You're trying to carry on this relationship with Bad Joe. and at one point you lie, you say you're going to Miranda's, your mother figures it out. She writes you. Do you mind?
No, sure.
Dear Nat, I'm so disappointed in you. You used to be my perfect little angel, but now you're nothing more than a little slut, Caps. A floozy, all used up. And to think you wasted on that hideous ogre of a man. Well, I kind of agree. add this to the list of things you are. Liar, conniving, evil. You look pudgier, too. It's clear you're eating your guilt. And then down at the bottom, P.S. Send money for a new fridge. Ours broke.
I recognize how funny it is that she could just go from being like, you're a slut, you're a floozy. P.S. Send money for a new fridge, please. Thank you. Like, that was her.
She wrote a letter to your fans because she's going to steal your fans now.
Her favorite line was, I'm going to start a Vine. I'll have fans too. She loved saying that. She never started a Vine.
We are laughing. What happens to you now when you are reminded of these?
I mean, it's slightly uncomfortable. If I were talking to one of my brothers who also received many an email like that, I'm sure we would both be more emotional and have a moment together.
Well, she dies. You spiral out. You're now on the show Sam and Cat. You're binging and purging, and you don't spare us. Chunks running down your arm, chunks all over your face. Why? Why did you want it to be that graphic?
Oh, I'm so glad you're asking this. I have not really gotten a chance to speak about this element, and I feel like it's quite important. Somebody had pitched the idea, like, should we have a trigger warning on the cover or inside the book, like somewhere? And I very, very strongly felt no, because my eating disorder therapist told me sometimes the most helpful, I'm butchering it, but like sometimes the best way to learn is through facing those triggers, from sitting with that discomfort. It changed my life hearing that. I would not have recovered if I would have just constantly been avoiding triggers. By facing my triggers is really where I found recovery. So I felt it important to face the eating disorders as graphically as possible.
You go to another therapist first. The therapist suggests that your mother was abusive and you can't go there yet.
I couldn't take her down off the pedestal that I needed her to be on, because it would mean reorienting my entire life. The lens that I had was, my mom knows best. Every decision I made was through the filter of, like, what would mom want? What I wore, what I was or wasn't eating, everything was, what does my mom want? And so accepting that she was abusive would mean figuring out who I was, what I wanted. That was something I wasn't ready to face.
We haven't even mentioned your mom was dressing you. Physically dressing you when you were into your teens.
Yeah.
She was showering you.
Yes.
Till you were 16. Have you been able to recover what that was about?
I don't know still. She would say she was doing sort of, you know, exams to check for cancer. You know, I was very uncomfortable. Boundaries were violated. And I absolutely did not know how to set a boundary with her because I was conditioned to believe that boundaries were a betrayal of person.
I wondered if it was part of her just keeping you an infant.
Sure.
And, you know, someone's asking a great question. Is there something you would say now to your child's self?
It's interesting because just knowing where I was at there, it didn't feel like there was anything that I could do. But I think if I could show myself, I hate getting emotional. If I could have shown myself where I am now, I would not have believed it when I was little. I would have just screamed with joy. I would have been so thrilled. And I think I would have had really something to believe in, a really much needed dose of hope and optimism. I'm thriving. I'm up here thriving.
Well, you hated being Sam. But can you accept now that all these people here, and they love you?
Oh. I guess to that, I just want to say thank you guys so much. Like, truly, yeah, I did feel to have something that was that painful and shameful and uncomfortable be so validated so widely was complex. So now to feel validated and seen for who I am and for the things that I believe in and for things that I'm proud of and for messages that I genuinely hope help people heal is incredible. So thank you so much.
Now, former actor Jeanette McCurdy. She's currently writing a screenplay, directing, and working on a novel. Her memoir is I'm Glad My Mom Died.